Welcome to the first ever podcast by Jeff Trimble and the journey of, well, my journey of becoming an entrepreneur, guys. Welcome in. So episode one of the journey of entrepreneurship. Today, man, I'm just really going to talk about a little bit about who I am, what I do, and how I got here. For me, I've been in employment majority of my whole life. This is all going to be, actually, I want to kind of give you a little disclaimer for you guys watching this. It's all non-scripted, off the top of my chest. Really just to drop pure value to you guys and help you guys out. So me, Jeff Trimble, I am currently 24 years old, born 93, running around my house right now, doing a couple little things for you, giving a little bit of value at the same time, multitasking to get things done. Now, I've been talking about all my life how I want to become an entrepreneur and own my own business, and I've always seen myself as an entrepreneur. I actually printed my first business card probably somewhere around 16, 17 with my face on it claiming I was an entrepreneur. At that time, I was working for a Walmart, but my goal, my vision has always been the same. I started out my entrepreneurial genes, trip, experience, path when I was in elementary school. I started selling lollipops to kids at, on the playground to help raise money for a school field trip. After that, I moved during high school and started selling energy drinks. I saw an opportunity. The first year, my freshman year in high school, I saw an opportunity. The school itself had just gotten rid of all sugar drinks, all carbonated drinks, everything on the school campus, and that was something that was first year out, so a lot of people still wanted it and were looking for it throughout their time. So I said, hey, I'm going to sell energy drinks. I wasn't the only one to have the idea. A lot of others did as well. Well, natural selection, competition in the marketplace. I didn't want to be the same. I didn't want to go to Walmart and buy a Dr. Pepper or Red Bull or Monster, which was super popular and still are to this day. I decided to hop on the internet and do something different, see what I could do branding-wise. So me being in high school, I was in a Northern California state. The high school, my graduating class was probably under 1,000 people, so it wasn't a big school. But I decided that I was going to go find the coolest energy drink online, or at least, you know, with fit marketing through the edge, or through the market there. So the energy drink I came up with was called cocaine. Still makes me laugh to this day. My whole freshman year, I sold cocaine. No, it didn't have any drugs in it. There was two different flavors, a blue mild version, which just kind of tasted, I don't know, like licorice maybe, and then a red spicy version, which was kind of the weirdest thing I've ever had in my life. It had, well, the best way to compare to it was an alcohol burn. But the story with it was this, is I was getting it for somewhere around $2 a can, selling it for $5. My whole freshman year, it blew up. It was branding. People thought it was incredibly awesome. They had no idea where to get it from, and I was the sole source. They had never seen this energy drink, period. So that was good. I started out with a little lunch pail and some ice, taking probably 4 or 5 to school every single day, selling them out, making about a $3 profit off each can. It kind of snowballed out to me bringing multiple pails. About my sophomore year, I had a bunch of friends that were reaching out to me saying, hey, I want to make some money as well. So I had two individuals that decided to sell the energy drinks with me. I told them that I would give them a referral commission. Every energy drink or every can of cocaine that they sold, I would give them $1. So, well, by my junior year, I was making quite a bit of money running the energy drink called cocaine throughout my high school. And it paid and financed a lot of my childhood rebellion, let's say the least. A few years later, after high school, that all kind of went away. I stopped my senior year, kind of shut it down. School regulations didn't really like that we were doing that, but I got away with it for quite some time, so I can't really complain. I shut it down, moved into every aspect of business that most entrepreneurs can think of. So I tried it all. I've tried it all. I've been there. I've done that. And but the biggest reason I was trying what I was trying and doing what I was doing is I dove deep into personal development. I dove deep into mindset books, entrepreneurial books, and things of that sort. I knew what I wanted. I knew where I wanted to go. And I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I read a couple of Robert Kiyosaki books, and it says, find a mentor, and books are your best mentor. To this day, I've probably read 200, 300 entrepreneurial self-development books, and that has been the shape of my life. Robert Kiyosaki really talks about joining companies and businesses that are going to help you grow. And at the time that I found this, I was just out of high school. I was probably 19, and I was a manager of Dick's Sporting Goods, running a team of anywhere from 3 to 6 people, sucking at it, hating my life, absolutely hating the job, not getting paid worth a shit, and absolutely hating it. And probably one of the worst times of my life, pulling out my hair. And Robert Kiyosaki talks about needing to learn sales. So I myself joined a network marketing company at that time. It was a company called Youngevity, a health and wellness company around selling supplements and things of that sort. I also hopped ship and started selling cell phones. So I was doing both aspects. I wanted to get good at sales and speaking and pronunciating my words properly. And that was kind of in my journey. I spent 4 years failing at network marketing, but basically learning the system of developing a business and growing a business and trying to learn how to do it. I wasn't making very good money. Still, you know, didn't have a lot of success at it, but the value and education process of what I was learning, I mean, a lot of it didn't make sense at the time. And if you're a fresh start entrepreneur, a lot of it won't. A lot of it won't click or you know, fall into place at that time. But take everything that you learn, write it down, and put it in your little mental backpack and save it for later. Because eventually something will stick out in your head when the puzzle pieces are starting to fall together, and you'll be like, oh, shit, I remembered that. Or, dude, that's what he meant by that. So that's what I did. So eventually I started going, you know, different sales jobs. I hopped up from a prepaid sales company that was slower to a postpaid sales company. I then decided, I spent a year at each location. I then decided that I wanted to work on a different aspect of sales. And that's been my goal. So I switched from cell phone sales to over the phone sales for Comcast Communications, because they have an incredible call center in Beaverton, Oregon. Sucky job, okay pay, but the skills is what I joined for. I wanted to get good at talking over the phone, because that's what I was deathly afraid of. When I first started network marketing, I had to have my mentor hop on Skype with me and do, well, an exercise to force me to click the send button. Me being a typical millennial, I absolutely did not want to be able to pick up that phone to call somebody. I'd rather send somebody a text or an email, do it over the internet. I had zero confidence in myself when talking to people over the phone. So I knew that was a skill and asset and trait that I needed to work on to better who I was. So that's what I did. Hopped over to Comcast. I worked there for about 9 months, taking 30 to 50 phone calls every single day, trying to sell them as many products and packages as I possibly could. And the faster I worked, the more money I made. I became very quickly one of the top people in the company, top 50, the top person on my team and the team leader. But I wasn't done. I wanted to become better. I knew that wasn't it. So I hopped on over. I started looking for a different avenue of sales. What is a different avenue? Well, cold selling and big box selling, person to person. No, I wasn't knocking doors, but I was going to people's homes on based appointments, selling construction sales, big box business. So I was in a residential remodeling business. I was selling roofing, siding, windows, and I had never, ever been a handsy guy. I didn't know jack shit about siding, windows, or roofing. I'm a computer tech guy. I'm a marketing guy. That's who I am. But I knew that this company's training process was built to help you succeed. Now, the other part was that it was commission only. So it was preparing you for the mindset of battles and the battle scars of what comes with entrepreneurship. Because the mindset is, it's sink or swim in entrepreneurship world. If you don't sell, well, you don't feed your family. So it teaches you to have that mindset of, look, you don't need a job. You don't need that steady income You have skills to be able to have it happen. Now, my biggest month in sales there was somewhere around $12,000 in 1 month. Commissions paid to me. Actually, I think it was 2 months in a row. So I'll claim $20,000, $25,000 in 2 months off commission sales. I did over the course of about 6 months there, I did $600,000 in net sales for the company that actually got installed. So it was something, an incredible journey. I was only there for about 8-ish months. My first 2 months were just a learning process. Didn't really have any success or anything like that because it was completely different. And I was starving. 2 months into this company, I was failing day in, day out. But I knew, I absolutely knew that I could make it happen. I went 45 days without making a single sale, without making a single dollar. 45 days that I did not make a dime. The shitty part about this job is you even have to pay your own gas. You don't get a company car. You have to go buy your own iPad. You have to go buy your own ladder. You are 100% 1099 self-employed. I had no safety net, no fallback, no recourse, no nothing, and it was costing me to work for this job. So most people look at me and go, dude, are you crazy? Why the hell did you stay? You want to know why? Because it made me who I am today. I knew the skills and the assets and the traits of being able to sell a big ticket item, being able to sell a project for $50,000, $60,000 to a homeowner that had no idea that they really needed the project was going to bring in some incredible value. It brings you outside the box. It was also a springboard to get me started in my business of what I'm doing today. So that brings me to where I'm at now. I've been a freelancer. I've been an online marketer. I have been drop shipping consultant. I've started cell phone cases, websites. I have 7 Instagram accounts that have over 5,000 followers, and probably 3 Instagram accounts that have over 20,000 followers at this point in time. I've done it all. So I decided, you know what? I'm tired of being a freelancer. I'm tired of doing it, myself, and I'm tired of working for somebody else. So today's day 3. Technically, day 2 of becoming an entrepreneur full time. And the process is simple. And the mindset of what I've got is simple. Is you design a system. A business is a system of systems. That's what I'm working on right now, designing the system of systems, and I've been working on it. I was pre-gaming it before I left my job at this roofing company for the last 2 months. System of systems of developing the business, of leveraging other people's time to ensure this project gets done. Now, as a marketer, there's a lot of things that are important. There's a lot of things that I have to look into. But a business is all about cash flow. You have to have projects. You have to have people coming into the front door to be able to stay afloat. So fortunately for me, I have a lot of connections and I know a lot of people because I've been networking for, the last several years, meeting people through social media and LinkedIn and growing my online presence and blogging to my personal platform for years, which actually I'll talk a little bit about that. A lot of people, I'll talk about the leap and what you should do before, or what I would recommend doing before you hop over to becoming an entrepreneur for this podcast, I guess. I was just listening to a Gary Vaynerchuk, an Ask Gary Vee show. And I do that all the time, quite frequently, because that guy is a basket full of knowledge and he just spills it out how he sees it and just gives it away. Do I think he's always right? No. But what he does have is insight and the hustle to get things done. The real mindset and the real know-how to produce results. So what he was talking about is very simple. Creating yourself a personal brand, but not a fake it till you make it. It's starting and creating content. So he had a lady who was an artist on his show. She had a part-time job, and a lot of people talk trash about this as a whole of art, and like, oh my God, an art major is never going to make it. Well, I'm not a guy to shoot down hopes and dreams, and I love the answer that he did. There's a lot of people in this world doing a lot of types of art. Maybe not paintings or things of that sort, but there's designers, clothing designers, glasses frame designers, or anything like that that have an artistic type product that I think could get a lot of value out of what he said. His answer was simple. You start a brand, a personal brand around it, and you just fucking hop on the internet and you hustle every single day. You reach out to influencers, social media influencers. You reach out to social media influencers. You reach out to anybody and everybody throughout the internet. And you just straight up hustle. So what he said was, is create a website. Maybe you don't want to go drop out a lot of money and purchase your own website, which actually, to be honest with you, if you can't afford somewhere around, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 for a website, well, you need to keep working anyway. But there's a lot of free ways that you can do what you're looking to do. Create a Medium account. Create a Medium.com. That's an easy way to start a blog. Create a Tumblr account. Create a Pinterest account. Create an Instagram account. Create a Facebook page. Create a Facebook profile. Create a LinkedIn account. Create a Twitter account. Create every single social media platform that you can possibly have around what you do. So for this specific aspect, I will use the artistic. You go out and you create content around what you do. You hop on Snapchat and you talk about your process of becoming an artist. You start sharing and writing Medium blogs about how you have inspiration about all that aspect. And you start creating an email list. And you start creating followers around that. Then you take all of this content that you have and you promote it throughout Facebook and LinkedIn and groups and engagement groups and communities that are already pre-built. On Facebook, there are groups of hundreds, if not thousands, of people in these groups that are interested about art or business or bitcoins or whatever the hell it is that you're interested in, that you're blogging about. That you can go in there, reach out to the admin, and say, hey, look, do you mind if I post value-driven content? No sales, no bullshit, no scamming. Value-driven content into these groups and communities to help your group prosper. 9 times out of 10, these admins are going to be like, hell yeah, because that's why I created this group in the first place, because I wanted to share wonderful, incredible value with the world to help them share out. So you just created a piece of valuable content. You went to an admin of a Facebook group and said, hey, I want to share my content with your network free of charge. You're getting free publicity, free traffic. My first ever Bitcoin, I blog about networking, I blog about tech, I blog about all that stuff. My first ever Bitcoin blog on Medium, I went and posted it into 7 groups on Facebook. 7 groups on Facebook. I had 1,000 views to my Bitcoin post in less than 24 hours. 1,000 people that went to my post in less than 24 hours. Now, I had 0 following. I had 0 virality on any of the networks. Every single one of those views came from Facebook and Facebook alone. Now, I could have done that same process and have been doing that same process with other posts in LinkedIn, in Facebook, and any other place that has a built-in, pre-designed network of people that already said, I'm interested in this shit. So why aren't you? Okay. Why aren't you creating value? Because what happens, that actually got me one of my biggest clients today. So what happened? I went out and I posted. 1,000 people saw that blog post. I had 5 people add me as a friend on Facebook saying, dude, I love your content and your writing style. 1 person asked me to guest blog on his website. He said, I want you to start producing content on my site. I get the X amount of traffic to my site every single day, and I'm going to be promoting your content for you through the same process that you're talking about, and it's going to have your links at the bottom of every single blog post. You can redirect them to wherever you want to go. So I'm getting free publicity for my word, my works, and all that kind of stuff to drive traffic to whatever it is that I want. Next, I had another guy reach out to me to say, hey, dude, I love your point of view, what you talk about. I love your writing style. Tell me more about yourself. He randomly added me as a friend. I messaged him back, told him that I own a marketing company, small media digital agency called Trimble Media, by the way, without any vowels, T-R-M-B-L-M-E-D-I-A. And he was like, holy shit. He's like, I'm a Bitcoin consultant. That's what I do. You know, I do a lot of consulting. I'm retired, and I'm tired of people getting scammed and hustled out of their Bitcoin. So I decided to share my value of what I've had the last 7 years. He's like, I'm creating a blog post. We look at it. And I hop over to his website. It was, well, not even built completely. Piece of junk, completely trash. But that's totally cool. I went out and I said, hey man, you want to hop on Skype? I will give you a free 30-minute consultation. I'll teach you a little bit about who I am and what I do. Then I'll run you through a whole system of how I would upgrade every single aspect of your social media platform to help you grow your business free of charge. If you don't want to hire me, that's totally fine. You can still implement what I taught you on your business, or you can pay me a retainer and I'll do it for you. Well, I've made $4,000 this month off of that customer because I was willing to give 30 minutes of my time, and because I promoted a blog post off of one post. Do you see the power of the internet now, guys? I'm in the United States. I'm in Portland, Oregon. This Bitcoin consultant, he's in Canada. I had reached another country on a different coast, because he's on the East Coast as well, all from the internet. So, when starting a business, you need to keep it real. You need to talk about what you know and what you do. And that's it. I've been blogging on my personal website, my personal blog, for years, off and on, just creating an account, creating value. Has it gotten me a lot of, you know, massive success? No, absolutely not. But has it gotten me a lot of traffic? Has it created this aura and atmosphere around me where people look up to me as an influence? Hell yes, it has. I have people coming to me every single day. Because I've been building and promoting and creating my LinkedIn profile, a lot of that's over miss. A lot of people overlook LinkedIn. But since I've been building my personal blog and my LinkedIn profile, I'm getting 30 to 40 people adding me on LinkedIn every single day. I have job offers coming through my door because I went out and I started messaging people, trying to network with them to learn more about them and their industry and who they are and what they do and how I can help them for the last 2 years, off and on. I have now a profile on LinkedIn with over 4,000 business professional followers. Actually, I think I'm up over 7,000 now. Last time I looked, I was 6,800. So I have almost 7,000 followers on LinkedIn that are completely business profile followers that are follow and engaged in my content. I have somewhere around 40,000 net combined followers on Instagram that I can promote traffic through three of my accounts, because I've been building an Instagram profile for the last 2 years because that's actually what I enjoyed as a hobby. I have, well, a shitty Twitter profile, but that's going to change. I have a email list of somewhere around 200 subscribers that I have subscribed into my list to be interested to learn more about Instagram. All because I spent my free time and my weekends and all of my downtime learning about what it is that I want to become. Now, am I Gary Vaynerchuk today? Hell no. Am I going to be somebody like Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone? Yes. That's my goal. Do I want to hustle as hard as them? No. I actually, you know, a young entrepreneur that I respect, Alex Morton. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. If not, you should go look him up. Alex, if you somehow hear this or looking at this, dude, your website sucks, bro. But Alex Morton, man, he's my age. He's 25. And that dude, what's his name? I went to a seminar 3 times. I'm drawing a blank. Fuck. Jason Capital. Jason Capital. There you go. He started out with talking about getting girls. That's what he did. Then he turned into a business development and success coach. Alex Morton and Jason Capital, I relate to them so hard. A lot of people talk about FOMO. They're on Instagram, they're on Facebook, and they're like, well, shit, I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I'm not having a lot of success. I feel like I need to be going somewhere, and I feel like I'm not moving fast enough. Well, they're looking at fucking Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, and they're like, well, they're, you know, or Taylor Swift, or, well, Taylor Swift's not a bad one, but they're looking at these people that are, you know, fake and flashy bullshit that have a fucking Rolex watch on their hand that is fake, that when the economy blows up, they're going to be gone. You know, I have FOMO. I have fear of missing out. Because a lot of people have FOMO of parties and going out nightclubbing and, well, whatever the fuck it is that people like to do on their weekends. They're like, oh my god, I missed that meetup. Well, half those fucking meetups of nightclubs are girls. I went to a nightclub, I go on vacation half the time. I'm in downtown Long Beach, in the nice part of Long Beach in a nightclub, and I see these beautiful girls in the back corner of the fucking nightclub with their own goddamn flash, so they could get the perfect lighting in the back of the nightclub where they each would take turns hopping on Snapchat and popping selfies as if it's lit. And each time the flash turned on, each one of them partying and acting like they had a good time. Well, there was nobody a fucking around them. Within probably 50 feet of each individual person, they were just sitting in the corner, being chill. They didn't even have a drink in their hand, enjoying themselves. They were just posting fake, bullshit-ass Snapchats with a self-brought-in flash to put it on their Snapchat story, and they were sitting there not even having a conversation, nobody dancing with them, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just with a fucking flash. Now, I guarantee you, you're on the other side of your phone. If you're sitting on Facebook or something like that, you're on the other side of your phone looking at those girls' Snapchats and like, oh my god, their life is so incredible. They're having a fucking amazing-ass time. Hell no. They're sitting on the other side of a corner, not even doing anything, wasting their goddamn life just to act as if. I have FOMO of people driving a fucking Ferrari or driving around, you know, having these parties in the meetup groups, meeting Gary Vaynerchuk or meeting Grant Cardone or going to these damn 10x growth seminars. I have FOMO fear of missing out on that kind of shit. Because you know what? That's more value. I can't afford right now, not yet, today, I cannot afford to fly my way out to a VIP suite to a Grant Cardone seminar. Yet. But I'm going to make it to a Grant Cardone every single year. My goal is to go to Grant Cardone 10x. Every single year, I want to be going to seminars. Every single year, I'm going to be growing. And that's what I'm going to be doing. So you know what I do for now? I'm not there. I'm not in person. I don't get the networking aspect. But you know what I do? I buy the recordings. Because you know what? I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on the value that's dropped. The way that these worlds, the marketing's changing. The way entrepreneurship's changing. The opportunities that are showing up. I buy the recordings so that way I can see Damian John speak on stage and speak to the masses about how he did what he did. Or how I can hear Grant Cardone talk about, you know, the next big thing or Facebook Messenger marketing. Speaking of which, nobody even knows what that is right now. Or proximity marketing. Because I've been watching these seminars and been speaking and networking to these people. I have a product, as of right now, a service for my network company that nobody in Oregon even offers to this day. Except myself. Talk about differentiators. We'll talk about differentiators in the next podcast, guys. I'm going to end this one here. It's been a little while. But the basics are, you know, what I really want you to take away with this. We've been running for about 30 minutes. What I want you to take away with this, guys, is create a fucking brand. Become somebody that's real. Don't become some of this bullshit. These fake people sitting in the back. Create a brand, start creating traffic, and start creating value. Every single person on this planet has some sort of value. I don't care who you are or what you do. Maybe you don't have to go all out, and you don't have to spend fucking 45 hours a day on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook creating content, because it's tough. I absolutely know it's tough. Because I have a hard time keeping up on all that stuff all the time. You know, I don't even have a job anymore. So I understand that there's a lot of time and effort, but twice a week, create a fucking blog post or create a podcast or talk while you're driving or cleaning, doing multiple things at the same time. Guys, like, you have so much downtime. There's 24 hours in a day and you spend 8 hours at work. So what are you doing with the other 16? Are you watching those girls in the back corner of a nightclub acting as if? Or are you creating yourself a future, documenting your successes and where you're going and what you're doing? Well, I know what I want to do. And if you want to do the same thing, well, if you're listening to this anywhere but on my website, hop on over to my website, start checking out my blogs, start checking out who I am, my personal website, hop onto my email list. I'm giving away free value every single day. I recommend books. I recommend marketing tips. I recommend anything and everything that's going to help somebody success, become a success and grow on the internet. Well, in entrepreneurship world. And I talk about my journey because you know what? This is real. This is raw. This is savage. This is day-to-day hustle, week-to-week hustle at exactly what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. If you want to come along with me, you want to create a business with me, you want to steal my fucking idea, perfect. Let's do it. I'm laying it all on the idea, all on the table. I am showing you who I am and what I do and how I'm going to create the empire that I'm going to create. How I'm going to put my last name, not my last name, my dad's last name. How I'm going to put my dad's last name on a building. Coming with me, hop on board, hop over to my website, Jeff, J-E-F-F, Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E.com. Put in your email in that email, subscribe, Grux. Add me on Snapchat. There's a little snap code on Facebook or on the profile on the front website right there. Add me on Snapchat. If you're on Facebook, drop me a Facebook page. Shoot me a message on there because I'm, well, testing out and working on my new product, my new service. Feel free to work on that. Shoot me a message. Add me on Instagram, instagram.com/JEFFE.Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E. For my personal profile, if you want my motivational profile, delete the E, the second E, JEFF.Trimble on Instagram. Same thing on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I drop some awesome value there. Follow me on Medium. I'm putting out blog posts everywhere I go, exclusive content. And obviously, you're listening to my podcast right now, guys. And I appreciate you guys for your time. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, jeff@jefftrimble.com. Sorry, actually, it's admin, admin, @jefftrimble.com. My personal email address, my friends. And if you want to learn more about what I do or maybe collaborate with me a little bit on what I'm working on, well, you know where to find me. So until later, guys, goodbye for now.